So Medicine Wolf, welcome to the call, and do please tell us a little bit about this Essence of Life product, and because it sounds fascinating.
Well, it represents basically many years of my life's work, which is all about one thing, and that's helping heal this earth and all life. So that's all I live for 24/7. So I never got involved in any of this to become wealthy, but strictly to do what I've been told to do by the higher powers, and that's do my part the best that I can to heal this earth and all life. And it makes no difference if it's a butterfly or a tree or a fish, a cow, or a person. It makes no difference whatsoever. We're all related. So as a Native American, I'm very, very concerned that we all recognize the fact that we're all related, and we're related to everything that the Creator created. So from the very beginning, and I'll try to be as brief as I can, my grandfathers and my father instilled upon me that spirit of life itself was in the rocks and the ores, and I had a very difficult time as a young native, believing that the rocks were alive, but I soon learned they were. And I think the greatest, my contribution, and of course my greatest education, has come from the rocks, the stones, the ore, semi-precious jewels and precious jewels, and of course the crystals, particularly quartz crystal. And so learning how to liquefy them, and getting involved in, of course, the Ormus technology, monoatomics and diatomics, I have been able to bring in an energy field that accomplishes exactly what I set out to do, and that is to help people elevate to a higher level of consciousness, spirituality, intelligence, and above all, divine unconditional love. I learned how to put the harmonic frequency of divine unconditional love, which is 528, into the formulas. I've tested them on thousands of people, and they all make the same comment, that it has enabled them to elevate to a higher level of consciousness and spirituality, has restored their health and brought back happiness, and of course become stress-free and improve their intelligence. And when I named it the Essence of Life, Essence de Vie, I had no idea at the time how connected I was to ancient India. And in ancient India, it was known as Amrita, or the nectar of immortality. And I had that explained to me from a wonderful doctor from the Maharaja family in India who came to visit with me with his interpreter. And so we shared two great days. This was a few years back. And India, of course, at that wanted to find out why what I was making was had more energy than what they were using. Anyway, we had a great relationship, and I have helped them out, and they in turn, of course, have helped me. So the formula, in essence, goes back to the very beginning of time, because much of the knowledge is ancient Egyptian, it's ancient Atlantean, ancient Lemurian, it's ancient period, and basically it is simply rediscovered knowledge, so I don't really want any credit for anything. The thing is, it works, and my motto, what I live by, is to help heal this earth and all life, bringing forth the truth in science and natural medicine. And so that's what I've done, and this formula is spectacular in that area. It does what I want, what I've dreamed, and what I've been told it would do. And the one that is superseding that, that we're going to be ready to launch, is called the Light of Life, where I'm infusing about photons into it, which is another phase of life and energy that I'm involved in. So Essence of Life, Essence of Vie, I like to say Essence de Vie because that's my language, but that's all right. One of the great things about it is it can also be used intravenously. And that's a subject I really shouldn't get involved in, but it's used very heavily in other countries that way, especially Mexico. So it can be used. Basically, I think the most important thing is it's a delivery system in itself, where if you want to use it transdermally, such as underneath the arm and the armpit, you're going to it's going to be absorbed immediately into the venous system and the lymphatic system. So it's an incredible delivery system because most people, roughly 98%, have gastrointestinal insufficiency. The gastrointestinal system has been compromised to the point that that people literally are dysfunctional. They lack the ability to absorb and assimilate the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that the body needs. So this is going to bypass gastrointestinal. And because of ORM's energy technology that I use, we use it sublingually. It's going to be absorbed instantly into the cells just as well as it's going to be if we use it transdermally. So sublingually, if we hold it in the mouth about a minute and a half to 3 minutes and then swallow it, the acid in the stomach isn't going to affect it, and it's already done its job, and it's going to get into the cells. And the mineral, the mineralization that's in the formula, basically there's three things, and we're going to dechemicalize the body with it and remineralize the body and then bring the body into a state of regeneration, which I've spent much of my life on. So with that, I'll stop and try to answer anybody's questions.
A number of people, Medicine Wolf, have talked about different delivery systems. A popular one on the forums has been was DMSO. What kind of delivery system do you use that makes it so quickly uptaken by the body? Because one of the things you did mention also is that you're able to get your products directly into the lymphatic system. I mean, how do you facilitate these processes?
Well, of course, what I do is proprietary, but basically, that's one of my contributions to science with Honest Technology, is let's get it into the cell right away. And I have developed a method, a proprietary method, of getting it into the cell instantly. Transdermal probably is the fastest, and sublingual probably the second fastest. But it's going to instantly get into the cell because of the technology that I use. I started, I don't know whether many of you remember or not, but I'm the one that started nanotechnology and put nanotechnology basically throughout most of the world. And didn't feel at the time that the government was ready to allow the ORMIS technology. And so I more or less held back on that. And then finally, when the time was right, I really began to push ORMIS out there and more or less let my nanotechnology sort of take a back seat.
Would you tell us a little bit about the research you were doing at Los Alamos National Laboratories?
We didn't understand that question, Dennis.
Would you tell us a little bit about the type of research you were doing at Los Alamos?
Well, that's a few years back, and I was part of a think tank. I was very involved in atomic energy at the time and worked with some wonderful people. I worked with Dr. Willard and got to meet a lot of wonderful people. Hans Nipper and I became very close friends, and I got to meet Einstein and Wernher von Braun, and I got to meet a lot of wonderful people, and I was very deeply involved in the energy that that's involved in the, of course, the atomic bomb. And not for its destructive purposes, but how could I use that energy for peaceful purposes, particularly for disease prevention? One of my fortes has been to attempt to stop all disease, prevent disease and stop it. And so a portion that was used in that process of atomic energy, one of the elements involved is what I've been working with for years and years since, and the scientist that invented it passed it on to me, and I was able to advance it, and today it's one of the key elements that enables me to take Armist technology to a higher level.
One of the things that you said, which was quite fascinating to me, is that you were involved with the development of nanotechnology, and I know, at least I don't, look, I don't actually intellectually know, but I just know in my psyche and my gut that the nanotechnology is probably going to be a significant way to deal with the toxic effects of radioactive substance. Do you have any sense of that?
Well, I do a lot of work, Dennis. I have done a lot of work in neutralizing radioactive materials. In fact, this government, as well as other governments, has wanted to hire me for a long, long time for my work in neutralizing radiation. I worked, some of my formulas were used at Chernobyl, and I've worked with the Russians for many years, studied there and loved them deeply and admired their work. And so I'm very involved, very, very involved in neutralizing radiation. And I'm also very successful at that. I have three or four formulas that's exactly what they do, is neutralize radiation. I think that we all here in this country have to be very careful what we say and that our formulas can do and making claims and stuff like that with the problems with the FDA. So I more or less have to keep a very low profile as a scientist because I have refused to work for the government. I want to maintain an independent scientist, and I've paid a price for walking away from the government. And they've made it extremely hard on me, very difficult for a lot of years. I think finally they've more or less backed away from me and are watching others, and it gives me sort of a break. But anyway, I have been involved in very deep technology, to answer your question on neutralizing radiation, and I'm still very involved in it because basically one of the major risks and problems that we face is that from EMRs, which affects all life, not just humans. And so I'm very, very concerned about that and developed what I feel is the major answer to it, that I refer to it as survival food, and I believe firmly that in order for all life to survive, it's something we're going to have to take. Because, as we all know, we are more chemicalized on this planet than we ever have been, environmentally, atmospherically, as well as contaminated, of course, with EMRs.
Now, didn't you learn to make Ormus first, the wet method? Did you learn that in Russia?
Did I what?
Did you learn to do that in Russia?
Yes, I did. Russia goes back. Many people want to give Hudson the credit, and believe me, one of the greats going back was Nikolai Kornikov of the Soviet Union with Platinum Group, especially Platinum. So there were a lots of Armist technology before Dave Hudson stepped into the picture, and he did a wonderful job in exposing those elements and bringing them to life. But Russia has been way ahead of us for a long, long time in that field. So when to answer your question, did I first start with wet method? There's a wet and a dry method. And, of course, there's other methods besides that I've used for years. Mm-hmm. And I never did go to the Dead Sea, which I would have liked to, but instead I went to Salt Lake. And for over 40 years, I've done tremendous work in Salt Lake, and made many discoveries out of Salt Lake itself. Found the particular depth on the north side of Salt Lake equaled the equaled our blood plasma, and I was one of the first to use it when I practiced intravenously. I made the first solution for that. So I've used a lot of different methods. I hope that answers your question.
Medicine Wolf, you have a medical background and training. Did you stay with that medical industry, you might say, very long?
Well, you know, I don't much like to talk about myself because, you know, I really just am very humble, and I did have a good background. I started as a veterinarian and found that what I could do for, I was a large animal vet, and what I was doing for large animals, I just thought, like, wow, I've got to do this for people. And I started to do it and realized that in order to continue, I'd have to go back to school. And I challenged the school. And in 2 years, I had an MD, and of which I literally disliked horrible because I was confronted with the fact that I was going to be forced to use prescription drugs. And that ruined it for me. And I closed my office about as quick as I started it and challenged the board. And in less than a year, had my HMD, where I could make my own medicines, which I functioned for quite a while doing. And in the meantime, knew that wasn't the answer. And my love to, I wanted to manifest my love to help heal this earth and all life. And I had to go through biochemistry and biophysics, which 16 years later, I finally did. And one of the greatest things I've ever done, because it just opened more doors in my mind to realize that the study of life itself and trying to save this earth and all the lives that we can is the way to go. And so that's what I've dedicated all my life, you know, to doing. So it's not very much of a background, and it's like when I told my father I had all these titles, he basically told me that I would be always known as a medicine man, and that none of my people were ever going to call me doctor, and the papers were worthless. And he explained to me very bluntly that I was only as good as the people I could heal. And if I couldn't heal anybody, a tree, a bird, a butterfly, a person, a horse, then I did not deserve the title of medicine man. And I can remember at that time, it was one of the greatest lessons he taught me, because I wasn't proud anymore of the papers I had. I realized papers were nothing. They mean nothing, and titles mean nothing.
I'm with your dad.
Do what?
I'm with your dad.
Well, he told it truthfully, because I discarded the papers and hated to be called doctor. I'm a medicine man. And I will continue healing everything I can, and the day I can't, I lose that name and go on to the next dimension.
It's so good to have you on the call, Medicine Man. So would you please tell us about a couple of other of the formulas that you've created and why?
Well, basically, my attempt is to change this earth. I want to change the lives of its inhabitants to a higher level of consciousness and spirituality. Through that, I believe we can change the destiny of this planet. We can heal this planet and bring us into the golden age. And so that's what my formulas are all about. One of the things that I finally completed after about 15 years of work is called manozyme. And manozyme, of course, speaks for itself, because it's based on the food of the Israelites, which is manna, and it's the real manna, the real true formula that involves the platinum group metals, of which there are 11 that I use. And, of course, it involves research into phytonutrients and saccharides, and the development of a complete digestive formula that is going to restore the integrity to the gastrointestinal system itself from top to bottom. So it's the first time anybody has used Ormus technology with enzymes. And its development is astronomical. The testing is astronomical. And what it's doing for people, the patients or the clients that use it are astronomical, because we are dealing in this. One of the things I use, of course, is biophotons with the Ormus technology. Of course, what I'm dealing with is the light body, which is everything. So if we can bring everybody to that light body, the physical body has got to be strong enough to hold the spiritual energy and then manifest its expression. And that's exactly what this formula is doing. It's my latest contribution to the truth in science and natural medicine, and we're really looking forward to launching it really big. We're about to come out with a full page on the back of Nexus again, and a friend of ours that's written two of the greatest books. That's Brian Peskin, the author of The Truth About Cancer, who came to me and. And I studied under the same people he wrote the book about. So we've become really great friends, and I'm making formulas for him now that are very, very successful. But thanks to him and a donation, he's putting the back of Nexus, a full-color page, on my latest formulas, which is really beautiful. So I'm looking forward to helping heal a lot of lives with this manozyme, which I think and believe is the most advanced liquid digestive system that's ever been on the market, because you simply take and it's a sublingual enzyme formula. You take and put a teaspoon in your mouth and hold it under the tongue for 2 or 3 minutes and swallow it, and you're coming back to life. That gastrointestinal system is coming back to life. Which is fantastic. A patient that has come to see me from a long way off that has been totally unable to digest food, and particularly meat, hasn't had meat in a long time, couldn't digest it anyway, went on the formula and immediately was able to sit down and enjoy a beautiful meal of chicken and not have any problems in its digestion. And that's just one of many, many, many testimonials that are taking place with it. So the whole name of the game is to help heal this earth and all the life I can. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you, Dennis, what I did, what I started doing is I've started using this formula, not just on people and dogs and cats and all forms of life, but I've been using it in my garden, my Ormus energy garden, which is tremendous. So you can just see the plants saying thank you. So I hope that helps.
Thank you by producing bigger fruits.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's another story, because I've been involved in that end of it for a lot of years. That's another forte I had in my life about, you know, working with Mother Earth. If we don't bring Mother Earth back to life, we're not going to have any life, because that's where we came from and that's where we're going back to. So one of the things I spent a lot of years on was bringing Mother Earth back to life, you know, discovering the particular types of microorganisms that we have to use on Mother Earth, and then the types of minerals, which is really important. The Earth, of course, is minerally starved, just like the rest of the animals are, including us. And so what are the types of minerals that we need to use, and what state of energy do they have to possess? What frequencies do they have to produce and radiate? And of course, what can we do to further than that to increase yield so there won't be any starvation? And I've spent a lot of years doing that, and increasing yields, not just with Ormus technology, but using other technologies besides that. And I've been able to increase yields of almost basically, like wheat, for an example, 60 to 90% increase in bushels per acre, and ground crops, you know, like soybeans and sugar beets and potatoes, very easy without even half trying, a third to 60% increase in bushels per acres. So in fruit trees and things like that, we're able to, if we use Ormus technology, which is incredible, you know, we're doubling size, fruit size, we're doubling yield. What we do is incredible with it. One of the things that I've attempted to do and have been very successful at it is reduce the use of water. And we've been very successful at being able to reduce the amount of water needed for plant growth by as much as 50%. And, of course, toxins have to be removed and neutralized from the soil, just like they have to be in any life form.
Excuse me, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Tell us who you are when you're asking questions.
This is Carolina speaking, and I have a question about your. You said that the gastro, you know, the integrity of the gastrointestinal tract has been ruined in so many people. Could you give me some feedback on why that has happened?
Well, I'll be more than glad to. I wrote the book on that some 40 to 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, Father Time has creeped up on me, so I can't give you any more accuracy than that.
Uh-huh.
But a long, long time ago, I wrote The Chemicalization of Our Children. And The Chemicalization in North America was a total expose on the chemical industry.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it didn't make the government and the chemical industry very happy. But I wrote at that time what was going to happen to the future of our children. And not just humans, but animals, other life forms, other animal life. And I've lived to see it, but I don't think I ever realized it would be this to this extent.
Mm-hmm.
So let me spend more time on that. Chemicalization, no matter how you want to look at it, every time we open our mouth and breathe, we take in 75,000 microclustered chemicals. So with this continued use of chemicals in our water, our food, our air, the number one effect has been on the dysfunction of the gastrointestinal systems, along with human beings have become the perfect host for parasites, worms, candidus, fungus, yeast. And so that particular combination has given the bulk of people that I can speak of in a North American content gastrointestinal problems. Obesity is a classic example. The intestinal system cannot handle the excess fats. They can't break it down, and they store it. No matter how we look at it, we are enzyme deficient, we are mineral deficient, we are not able to maintain the electrical field, the conductivity, and it's all Ohm's law. It's about conductivity and resistance. In our particular case, we have a high resistance and a low conductivity, and we basically have to maintain for survival 90 millivolts of microcurrent cell-to-cell, DNA-to-DNA, and we don't do that. So chakras are disturbed, electrical fields and frequencies the integrity has been insulted. And basically, the gastrointestinal system is not functioning correctly. And the validation of that, you can look at some of the number one causes of disease. We basically lead the world in all diseases right here in this country. And it can all basically start with our gastrointestinal system. The inflammation that's created, the lack of ability to absorb minerals. One of the things we do in our clinic is we do hair analysis. And it's literally astronomical when we see the hundreds of hair analysis that comes in each week or each month, and the decrease or the deficiency in minerals of each client. And the children are even worse. In fact, shocking. They are not getting the minerals that they need. They're not getting it from the food, and the minerals they are getting, they're not absorbing. So we have a wicked problem with enzymes, with absorption, with utilization. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, and that was at the essence of life or the light of life that has the bioproteins, and you said that is, it chemicalizes, dechemicalizes, and remineralizes. When you say dechemicalize, does that also mean that it removes the heavy metal toxins from the system?
Okay, what I've done is, let me talk a little bit about that. I came up with a special formula for that. To answer your first question, Essence of Life, Essence of Life, number one, is a mild chelator, and it's going to neutralize radiation. It's going to do lots and lots of things. But let's get, that's everyday life, and that's what that does is help increase our spirituality and our consciousness. It helps, it's a preventative medicine. But let's get into the real meat of everything. My contribution, the biggest contribution I think I've done, bases itself on zeolite, which I've worked with for years. I go way back in time with zeolite. And no one in this world has ever used orbitally rearranged molecular elements, ORMIS technology, to bring zeolite into high-spin technology, and this is what I've done. Mm-hmm. I was the first one in the world, the first scientist to combine it with a humic acid formulation. And that was when I first started. I used, I was into nanotechnology, and then I moved from nano to pico, and then, of course, I went beyond that with ORMIS technology, and, of course, with biophotons. And so what I have is what I call it ORMIS humic zeolite. And that is the most advanced that there is today in this world to gently detoxify, because it functions on two levels. It's going to function as a chelator, and as a chelator, it's going to function in a hierarchical arrangement of three phases. It's going to function first. It will draw in through its magnetic field. It's going to draw in the toxic metals, the cadmium, mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminum, and so forth. When it accomplishes that, it will store that in its cage-like structure, and then it will begin the pesticides, the astrocenes, the paraquats, the 2,4-Ds, and the DDTs and that group. When it's finished that, then it will go to the third phase, which is your pathogenics. Your potentially pathogenic and your pathogenic viruses and bacteria brings them into the cage-like structure. And then it functions in the beginning. That's chelation. Then it begins clathration, and what clathration does is neutralize all these toxins so that you don't, as you eliminate them, you don't reabsorb them back into the body. Now, it's the only formula that's going to do it. Not only that, with ORMIS technology, it's the only formula that will neutralize fluoride, which is one of the deadliest in the world, and I've campaigned against fluoride as an activist for many, many years. So it's going to neutralize fluoride itself and will neutralize next the side effects of chlorine. So probably it's one of my biggest contributions. And as far as EMRs, radiation itself goes, it flat neutralizes it, period. I have a lot of proprietary things locked up in a formula, lots and lots of years of research. It's we're able to use it on little babies or young children, adults, animals. I believe in my heart 100% that it's necessary for this formula for every single person on this planet, every animal, every dog, cat, horse, cow, if we're going to survive. The reason why, we're chemicalized. We're going to take in chemicals no matter what, no matter who you are, or where you are, you're going to take in chemicals into your body every day. So, like, we must develop a parity, like Khrushchev and Kennedy did with the missile crisis. If we both got the same amount, we're not going to have a war. It's the same thing here with chemicalization. If we're going to take them in every day and it's beyond our control, they're going to have to do something to remove them. And that's what this formula does. Even though you take them in every day, you're also, and I call it survival food. What it's going to do? It isn't just going to remove things from the body, but it's going to remineralize the body. So no matter what chelator you use, you are always going to be subtracting minerals. So what this formula does is it's going to replace those minerals. And then it also deals with DNA. So it's gonna take the state of DNA and stop the shortening of the double helix, and it's going to allow the DNA to maintain a state of regeneration. It's the only formula that will do this. I hope.
Now, Edison Wolf, would you talk about the name of that formula?
Yes, I will. The name of the formula is called Ormus Humic Zeolite.
Thank you so much. That was very impressive information that you shared.
Well, you're very welcome. If I can help you further, it's my joy. You just have to understand why I'm here. I'm here for one reason. How many lives can I help? Who can I save? What can I save?
She asked the question.
And just one last thing, and I will leave here because I don't want to monopolize this, but
okay.
Medicine Wolf. Will this work synchronistically with other things? If you're taking homeopathics, herbs, or both of the above, will your products work synchronistically with them?
Absolutely. I'm very glad you answered that question. They work with everything.
Uh-huh.
It is one of the greatest gifts I think I have ever done. They work with anything. Let's take it to the limit. Let's say you're undergoing radiation, okay? So we don't want anything that's going to upset the radiologist or the oncologist. So they want radiation to work. You take this formula with that radiation. What it's going to do is allow radiation to do what it's supposed to do, but it will also neutralize any toxic effects of the radiation. As far as the rest of the equation, there isn't anything in this world that it won't work with, so it's synergistic. There in no way is it antagonistic to anything.
Wonderful. So, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So that would mean that it will help people who use cell phones to not have some of the negative effects that are being associated with cell phones.
Well, yeah, absolutely, because when you're dealing with cell phones, we're dealing with EMRs.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what cell phones do. And one of the values of my formula is it's going to neutralize, in any way or form, any radiation or EMRs.
Question. No,
that's big news.
About your frequencies, how you put in frequencies, is this through something like electrical pulses, or what sort of method, and do you use other frequencies beside the 528? Because I've used the dowsing for frequencies, and I was just, you know, wondering how you.
I have different methods for injecting frequencies into the formulas. So. And there's several, and mine, of course, are basically proprietary, but we're going to look at harmonic frequencies. We're going to look at the ability to not to get too involved in it, but we have to look at crystals because, to me, they're everything in the world. And we can put energy into crystals and ask that crystal to release that energy into whatever you're doing. And, of course, we have other machines, as we know, that go back in time, especially Russian technology, to infuse different, or the frequencies that we want, Hertz frequencies, into the various medicines, which I do. And incidentally, I have found over the years, not to get involved in that subject, but the answer doesn't lie in one particular frequency. I'm dealing with harmonic frequencies, so I'm going to use Royal Rife, who I got the pleasure of meeting years and years ago. I'm not about to use one frequency. I am going to use a combination, so there are equations to frequencies that I use. So it isn't going to be one or two. Usually it's more than two. I usually wind up using six or seven together harmonically. And I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Wolf, would you speak a little bit about your various products and possibly specifically which ones, upgrading with and you might say excite the DNA, because I believe there's a big connection between our DNA and our evolution as humans and as evolving beings here on this planet. Well, how would you address that?
Okay, Dennis, thanks for asking that. That's been a big part of my life, okay? I got involved with another colleague who's really brilliant, and he's just one of the greatest. He developed a test in his laboratory called serum thioprotein. I've been very involved in this for years and years and years on hundreds of people. So with the test, serum thioprotein, what we're able to do is look at the status quo of our DNA. Okay, it's a blood test. Where is our DNA at? In other words, what level of degeneration is the DNA at in relationship to life-threatening diseases? That's what the test does. So what we have done, we started doing years and years ago, was taking a client or a patient's blood, a small sample of it, and running some tests and looking at the state of the DNA. And then putting him on my formula, one in particular, is Essence de Vie, the essence of life, for 2 weeks, then drawing blood again. And we discovered what I knew we would and what I wanted to happen, because I had prayed for this deeply and had been given the knowledge of this. The DNA, this is charted on a curve where we see the DNA going downward on the curve, like down to, say, 50, which, you know, you're hurting. And then we see the DNA 2 weeks later going up to 150 or 125 or 200 in a state of regeneration. Now, I've been very deeply involved in that. I still am deeply involved in that. My work goes back to a great, great person, far greater than I will ever be, and that's Dr. Alexis Carrel, with his cellular work in cellular biology, proving that and getting the Nobel Prize for proving that the cell of life was immortal, of which it is. We were created that way. It's the biological terrain, the fluid that the cell floats in. He kept chicken heart cells alive, for years and years and years. I had to do the same thing, of which I did until I got tired of doing it. I kept them alive for 15 years and no longer had the time to keep going at it. But the point is, the cell of life is and can be immortal. How are we going to accomplish that? We've got to stop our DNA from destroying itself. And I've spent years and years on this subject. So the formulas I have developed basically will restore the life to the DNA. They're going to repair the damage to the DNA. Basically, that's one of the great things about Ormus technology. One of the great, great things about it. It will restore life to DNA. So with the complete equations I have, the DNA is going to move from a state of degeneration into a state of regeneration. And once we can maintain regeneration, we can bring the body back into a stasis situation, which is balance. And in order for us to be disease-free, we must be in a state of homeostasis. And so that's what I do to DNA. And I do it not just with one formula. I have special formulas of Ormus technology that work primarily on the DNA. In other words, I have an anti-aging formula that I don't believe anybody in the world has got anything even close to it. It's the most advanced there is. And again, I don't take any credit for it because this was given to me from higher powers. But the thing is, by laboratory tests, it works. It does what it's supposed to do. So for those people that are interested in anti-aging, they're interested in preventing disease and stopping disease, one of the things you got to get involved in is Ormus technology. And the biggest thing that I'm pursuing with it is biophotons, which is the light of life itself. We all know that as scientists. The light of life is everything. In other words, we would not be here on this earth if it wasn't for the sun. So my photons, the biophotons energy field I'm using, I have a special proprietary way of using that energy field, infusing that with Ormus technology to activate the DNA. In other words, what I want to do and what I do successfully is to take deformed cells, aberrant cells, and bring them back into normality, a state of balance, and then keep them there. And, of course, the DNA, that's been my big thing, maintaining regeneration, proving to people that there is such a thing, there is truth in regeneration. That's what I'm all about. I'm about truth in science and natural medicine. And so we do that. I hope that helps you, Dennis.
It does. Thank you. Listen, we're getting to the end of the time for the free room, so please, can we have any questions from the free room?
I have a question, Medicine Wolf. This is Susanna, and I am referring back to your formula that you just referred to, not the anti-aging, but the previous one.
Which one is that?
The Essence of Life.
The Essence of Life?
No, I believe it was the Ormus Humic Zeolite.
The Ormus Humic Zeolite. Okay, go ahead.
That has the three phases of basically doing everything a healer could ever dream of doing in a bottle. I'm wondering if you've had any experience testing and treating HIV/AIDS patients.
I've had a lot of. I've worked an awful lot with HIV, a lot with it. I've had some, to be honest with you, I've had some wonderful success, and then everything I thought I had, I was destroyed. I became devastated and depressed. And finally I discovered that we're not dealing with one HIV virus.
Right.
We're dealing with several. I had one virus totally under my control. I had 22 people in UK that I stopped HIV. I thought I had the answer, only to find out trying the same thing in another community in California where there were several HIV, it was a total failure. I managed to, the formula was successful in that as long as a particular HIV pharmaceutical was used with it, we kept the viral load down to zero. But by itself, it wouldn't do it because there's different viruses wherever I go. I got involved years ago in another one in Africa, where I was having tremendous success. I thought I had the answer. And that worked well for 2-3 years, and then all of a sudden, bang, it didn't work anymore. I mean, I maintained, one of the things I've been able to do with HIV is maintain the health of that individual. Mentally and emotionally, they always feel good, but to be able to stop it, no, I have not been able to do that.
Is that because it is dealing with something other than the DNA? In other words, the retrovirus hides and it's not being, you can't access it?
Yes, that's the, what happens is the virus figures out what you're doing, okay? Now, why it's able to do this, I don't know, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm doing now, okay, I'm not going to release a lot of information about it, but what I am doing is, to make a long story short, I have specific equations with platinum group metals that I received from a wonderful, wonderful scientist in Russia when I was there. And these equations are enabling me. I haven't finished it yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is to develop and use a material that the virus can't figure out. And that's what I'm working on in my laboratory. I think I have the answer. I'm not sure. And before I would make any statements, I would never want to give anybody false hope. It's something I'm working on. I'm trying with my heart, my mind, my body, and soul. I hope I have the answer. I'm going to be having that in various clinical testings, hopefully by this fall. And just if the spirits want, it's going to be the answer. But at least I'm trying, and I don't have it so far, I'm sorry to say.
But in the meantime, for maintenance of patients with this, the Ormus humic zeolite will maintain to a certain degree.
Well, absolutely. Let's look at some of the reasons why. Some of the reasons is we're dechemicalizing the body. So we're dealing with cellular biology or cellular integrity. We're maintaining that, okay? Now let's go beyond that and let's look at the liver, which suffers the most. And so what Ormus humic zeolite will do is restore. Let's look at the liver. Let's look at the liver as an example of a Hep C patient. If they had Hep C, and if they were to take a specific amount of Ormus humic zeolite for a 90-day period, 90 to 120 days has been the longest time we've ever had to go in stopping Hep C with that formula. So I hope that gives you some idea on the integrity that formula has for rejuvenation, for restoration of cellular integrity in just one place, in just the liver alone. So
wow.
Many other areas, the formula itself is not only going to dechemicalize the gastrointestinal system, where a bulk of our hang-ups go with toxic metals, but it's also going to cross the blood-brain barrier, and it's going to pull these toxic metals out of the tissues in the brain. An interesting thing that we did, and I'm going to have a book on that, of all the validations of this work. I should have it ready, but the way I work, I don't, but I hope within the next 2 months I'll have a publication ready to go, which is all the validation from Russia, Chinese, and Hungarian, and several other wonderful, wonderful scientists. It's all the validated work on what the humic substance and fulvic substance does in medicine, and along with what it does if it's put into a high-spin state with Ormus technology. And it's going to be fantastic information for people so they can see the fields that it does. One of the interesting things, and I hope this helps you, that I did, was I always have referred to humic, which was one of my greatest things I think I've done in this life, is to get involved with humic ore. And in getting involved with humic ore and finding out its greatness, especially in immune factors, I always called it Mother Earth's milk, or the milk of Mother Earth. So an interesting experiment was that what was the similarity to the immunoglobulins in human milk? So we got a young mother to donate some milk. We laboratory tested it, and ironically, they were identical. So the substance I use is just astronomically beautiful, and I hope that helps you.
Hey, I can't wait to try it and give it to patients.
A little bit of a break here, and I'm going to announce the winners of the raffle. The first winner is Surrender from the UK, and we'll be sending his contact information to Joe. And the second winner is Steve W., and he's in the United States, and we'll send that information to you, Medicine Wolf.
Okay, thank you.
And so just to remind you, the first prize was the pH meter from Joe Lello, alchemist from Yuma in Arizona. And the other prize was the Essence of Life product from Medicine Wolf. And okay. Congratulations to both of you. And I just want to do a little commercial plug for one of my favorite magazines on earth that Medicine Wolf has mentioned. That is a Nexus magazine where you'll read all manner of stuff you'll never read in any other source of information. It's a completely fascinating publication. I'm glad you mentioned it, Medicine Wolf. It's published by a mate of mine, Duncan Rhodes, who's in more northern Queensland from where I am. And Barry Carter is going to be speaking at the Nexus Conference on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, one of those days, in the Sunshine Coast in Arizona in October. And so we're really looking forward to that. And I just wanted to plug the Nexus magazine because they're a really hugely value-adding magazine. And
not Arizona, but Sunshine Coast of Australia.
Yeah. Sunshine Coast of Queensland.
How do we find the website?
Sacredhealth.net.
What is that?
Sacredhealth.net.
Any other questions from the free room? Speak up now.
I have one more question. Is it okay to ask it?
Yes, go ahead. I'll be glad to try to answer it for you.
You mentioned working with HIV and that the virus knows, so that's similar to other viruses which may have been bioengineered.
That's correct.
It's almost an intelligence that is beyond a natural intelligence which many of the viruses would respond to treated. So the question is, you had mentioned that there's, because the virus, whether it's this bioengineered organism or others, which there are a number of that exist, that are resilient to every kind of treatment, regardless of what you try, the one thing that they couldn't have any preconceived idea of, or they couldn't be able to understand or be able to morph into a different form, is frequencies. So my question is, wouldn't it be possible to be able to destroy any type of virus, bacteria, spirochete, whatever it is, with a particular frequency, irregardless of whether the organism was bioengineered or not?
Okay, that's a beautiful question. Where we have in frequencies, okay, and then that field, one of my friends is probably one of the greatest in the world on frequencies, and there isn't going to be, and there never will be, one frequency. It's harmonics. So we have to deal with harmonic chords, and there's going to be more than one frequency. So far to date, we haven't been able to break the code, but we're still trying. But I believe that a group of frequencies, 7 or maybe 11, whatever, may be able to do that. But here's the equation I'm working with, and I want you to understand this. In order to stop disease, to prevent disease, to prevent the destruction of all life, that doesn't just mean us, okay? To prevent this aberrant destruction, we must evolve into a state of life as a superconductor, okay? And that's what I'm working on. And as a superconductor, there will be no resistance, which means we are not going to be able to enter into a disease state. So, in other words, our DNA and our light body as superconductors will be invulnerable to those things that could adversely affect us. So again, it's making the physical body strong enough to hold the spiritual energy and being able to manifest its expression, of course, which is going to be in a higher level of consciousness, which, of course, involves a higher level of the frequencies, which involve divine unconditional love.
Medicine Wolf, would you be able to comment on the new product me out for weight balance?
Okay, I'll try.
It's not a new one.
The weight balance isn't a new formula. It's and it isn't. I really haven't finished advancing it yet. Basically, it's a safe way to lose weight gently, like it should be. We don't want to take off 5 pounds tomorrow. We want to reduce weight loss gently, and that's what the formula does. It's all organic, and it took me a long time to put it together. I'm not done with it yet, so in other words, I'm going to keep advancing it, but it works, and it's a formula that we have trouble making enough of, so, but I will be advancing it, and it will be better, because everything I do, I'm going to try to take it into its highest state of spin, trying to reach towards 0 point in everything I do. So I hope that helps a little bit for you.
She's always advancing everything.
Can I just point out, at the moment, one of the things that Medicine Wolf talked about me in our pre-interview was that Medicine Wolf does consultations in Sedona, and would you please talk about Medicine Wolf? What does it take if some of the people on this call wanted to actually come and see you?
The way it has been written amongst my people, that those that come to see me because they truly want to elevate to a higher level of consciousness and spirituality and enter the dimension of higher intelligence and divine unconditional love, and they're not in good health, it has been written and spoken that they will be healed. I have been tested diagnostically in the Soviet Union and in Quebec to be 100% accurate in my medical diagnosis. It isn't anything I intended. I was created with that gift, and very, very, very difficult to get used to know what's wrong with someone and know what's going to happen to them, and then how do I go about expressing this? So it hasn't been easy to live with and finally accept that this is a gift and I've got to use it in truth. And so I do, and I love to heal those and help those that really believe, and my success rate is 100% in that category over the years, and I'm not good at making appointments because my life is basically locked in the lab or else I'm in consultation, so you have to call 928-282-1756 to make an appointment with Ambaya or the rest of the office, and then I take it from there. Whenever they tell me I've got a consultation, then I do it, or you can go to the website, and that's all I do every day. So I'm either going to be in my laboratory or I'm going to be consulting, and I try to work a half a day of consulting and then a half a day in my laboratory.
Could you give the number again, please?
Yes, I can. It is 928-282-1756.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So one of the other questions that I've had running around in my mind, Medicine Wolf, is the almost like qualities of your products. Do they tend to give an almost like consciousness hit for people? Like for instance, as an example, and there are many almost products that people make, and even that I make for myself, but when I take it, I go, oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Absolutely. I am interested 100% in the light body. So knowing that the DNA, and incidentally, I want to say thanks to a great scientist, and that's Dr. Gaston Nissens in Sherbrooke, Quebec, who invented the world's greatest microscope. It's a dark field somatoscope. And with this microscope, you can see the light body. He proved this with the somatic cycle, which, of course, is the white light. So I'm deeply interested. In fact, it's my everything. How do we evolve into the light body that we're created? So it's right there in our DNA. But let's move into the light body and reduce the physical body. One of the great things about Ormus technology is that it allows us to do that. But I want to advise everybody, Ormus technology, or let's just pick an easy one, like white powder gold. My advice is don't jump into it without knowing what you're doing. There are equations that have been established since the beginning of time for, if we want to be basic, white powder gold is a monoatomic. These equations have existed for a long time. Platinum group metals, there is a specific equation. You have to use these equations, or you're going to get reverse energy. But the important thing is, you can't just take them at any time of day or night that you want to. You have to take them on low hydrochloric acid, and one should not take them without prior fasting. So there's a regular program, of which I have. I'll be glad to discuss this with people that wish to call and find out how to take them. My advice is simple. Don't take them if you're not going to take them correctly and, of course, for the right reasons. You're not just going to take them and start getting younger or extend your lifespan. There's a lot of seriousness to it, a lot of detrimental side effects. You need to get the carbs in the right place, and that's one of the attributes and contributions to science I've made, and thanks to my Russian colleagues, where I received the bulk of the equations. There's particular things, percentages. It doesn't make any difference if we're going to talk iridium, rhodium, ruthenium. You've got to take them in the specific amounts at the specific time of day, and especially fasting enters. A lot of factors enter into this, and I think the basic thing is the body has to be ready to accept them. And when it is, it actually, this can become your food. You won't have to have physical food if you really want to get involved. But that's lengthy, and anybody that wants to get involved, you know, furthering that can always get a hold, you know, make appointments and get involved in consultations.
Right.
But one has to have, Dennis, the highest intention in order to manifest it.
Thank you for that. I've noticed intention is like such a powerful, it's like the most powerful part of the whole Ormus thing, because intention is really an acceleration, and probably from my point of view, and you can think, just talk to this if you like, of your light body.
That is correct. You are absolutely right, Dennis.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is Marilyn from Atlanta, Georgia. And
okay, Marilyn.
First of all, thanks for your service and generosity tonight. One of the questions I have is about in the acupuncture and the meridian systems and how kidney chi is a part of the life force. And are there certain ones of these products that work on that, or is it more, again, back to the intention, if you want to increase the life force, that you would take any of these products, let's say? How do you work with the acupuncture and the meridian system?
Hey, listen, fantastically, Marilyn. That's a beautiful question. I'm into acupuncture. I'm a total believer in it. I'm really a believer in Ohm's Law. We've got to look at conductivity and resistance. So let's get rid of the resistance. And what is the resistance? That's going to be your EMRs. It's going to be your mercury, cadmium, lead, aluminum, etc. Let's get rid of those, decrease them, and let's increase conductivity. And, of course, one of the great things is let's open up the pathways. And that's what acupuncture does. And that's what my formulas do. My formulas increase conductivity. They allow you to maintain the necessary microcurrent that you need in cell-to-cell communication, and I hope that helps you.
Well, I had a second question also.
Okay, go for it.
I had tried the zeolite, and I know it's not your formula at all, but and had different people test me, but I could never test for taking more than, you know, maybe two drops. It's a different formula. And because it would overload my kidneys or overload the toxicity, I haven't tried it recently at this time. So,
okay, to answer your question, and not naming names,
okay,
and not getting involved in mudslinging.
Right.
But there are a lot of formulas out there that shouldn't be out there. One has hurt a lot of people. It's sold in a half-ounce bottle for an astronomical price.
Right.
It has caused a lot of side effects, kidneys, liver, and other problems. Mine is not in that category. I've had mine out there for a lot of years. It is not going to hurt anyone. Babies can take it. So I know where you're coming from. You haven't got the right formula. You need to try mine where you can experience something that's going to help, not hurt. And what I recommend is this, okay? I recommend that you get a hair analysis. And if you want to call, you know, our office,
mm-hmm.
The office will send you a hair analysis folder or whatever you call it, because that's not my department. But they'll tell you how much hair to put in it, and you send it to the laboratory, and I'll analyze that for you, and we'll gladly tell you what it is you've got too much of, what your degree of chemical toxicity is, and what you don't have enough of, and I'll be glad to work on that for you. But what my zeolite does is it nurtures the immune system as well as detoxifying it. And that's important. And you want to remember also it has the same immunoglobulins, the same immune powers. If you want to look at it as colostrum. It's going to be the same as mother's milk.
And
I hope that helps you.
And you don't need a drainage formula along with it. I know.
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay.
No, it'd be the worst thing you could do.
Oh, okay. So not
yeah,
even better.
Just remember, sweet, okay, my formula is going to gently dechemicalize and detox and remineralize, and then it's going to regenerate your DNA and your cells, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
The zeolite combination formula or just plain zeolite?
Hold it.
On your website, is it the ORM zeolite formula?
It's an ORM zeolite formula. It's a very, very special formula. Very high-spin formula. It's the only one of its kind. It's called ORMIS humic because what I'm able to do, or I was able to, was put humic into a high-spin state. And, of course, I have in it. Even though it's preparatory, I'm not going to hide the fact it's ORMIS. So I've got platinum group metals in there, but I have them in the correct equation,
mm-hmm.
as well, of course, as other minerals in a high spin situation. So basically, I'm really relying on taking the immune system and restoring its integrity. The immune system basically has been, the integrity of it has been insulted in us so much due to chemicalization and EMRs that it's our weakness. So what happens is we become subjected to just about any disease that happens to walk along. We are so vulnerable that we set records in cancer, Alzheimer's, MS, etc., because of our weakened immune systems. And so what this does is to restore integrity to the immune system.
I have another question related to that. So would the zeolite formula, the Ormus, also help with parasites and candida?
Yes, it does. I have on that subject, okay?
Yeah.
I've got a very special formula. It took about 10 years worth of work, okay, to get this thing done. And what I'm able to do with it, and this is all organic, okay, and I had it tested over in Spain and I think Germany, I can't remember, but it was tested in Europe for me anyway. But what I'm able to do with it is I'm able to stop Candida yeast fungus, parasites and worms, and viruses and bacteria with it. The name of it's called Orms Quantocil. And it does, again, it's in a high spin state, which is Orms technology, but it does a tremendous job. There are no side effects to anything that my laboratory produces. Everything is totally safe, and everything is going to accomplish bringing your body, restoring the integrity of life itself back to your body. So my Orms Quantocil, I really recommend for everybody. And I basically, realizing that we become the perfect host, I recommend that there are certain commitments to these things that we have to make like forever. Because what's happened is we have become the perfect host. And Candida yeast fungus, we set records, okay? In fact, more parasites and worms, we have more than they do in South Africa. So I feel that we have to take this formula like every single day. Small amount, but we need it every single day. And I hope that helps you. One of the biggest things that the formula is going to work on is prevention.
I have a question. Oh. All right, I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's just two quick questions. Firstly,
you tell us your name.
You need to speak a little louder for me.
Okay. You mentioned an anti-aging formula. What's its name, please? Okay.
It's transdermal Orms anti-aging. It is straight through Orms technology. It is the correct equation in Orms technology, platinum group, for anti-aging, along with my own years of laboratory work. Let me explain just a little bit on that. I went to Romania, Bucharest, and was invited over by Dr. Anna Oslin, one of the greatest women scientists years ago. I was there at the same time that Mike from CBS was over there, and I stayed with her and studied anti-aging, and especially with GH3 and like I did with Enderlin in Germany. So I'm very deeply involved in anti-aging. I have been for years. I studied over in Switzerland with it, and I'm just it turned on to it heavy duty. So this is in part Orms technology, but it is also my life's work in other anti-aging elements. So it's a formula that truly works. I advise people, if this is what you want, if you're going to take it, don't take it, please, just to try it out. You waste your money. It doesn't work. If you're going to go anti-aging, you want to take it, make a commitment to it every single day. I don't truly believe I would be able to make this call if years ago, if I hadn't have gone to Romania and had it started on this, I don't think I'd be here today. It keeps me alive. It keeps me mentally sharp, allows me to advance my mind to its fullest. But I also take it every single day, and like Dr. Sapsi, one of the greatest people that I know from Romania, I've taken this since 1968. I've taken it day by day. I will not stop taking it. And what it's done for my life basically has allowed me to help heal this earth and all life, and that's really all I want to do. So I advise anybody, don't just buy it to try it out. Make a commitment and treat yourself, your own life, and take it every single day, and you see a definite difference, a definite improvement, and a definite upward gain in your health, in your consciousness, your spirituality. And that would be my advice. And this is this is a spray, but I also have it available in an oral liquid.
And also quickly, there's a protein test you mentioned for DNA. I didn't quite catch the name of the test.
Well, the test that I used at that time was a serum thiol protein test. Serum. S-E-R-U-M. Serum thiol.
Hello? It's Arlene. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I just was wondering if you had any success with treating patients who have systemic lupus and or skin problems. And recently I had a friend who had a nervous breakdown, or I guess like a psychotic episode. Have you had any success with treating people with mental illness as well?
I believe we've lost Medicine Wolf. He's no longer on the call.
Hi. Are we going to be able to get him back or no?
I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on whether they call back in. Isn't he fantastic?
He's fabulous. Yeah. Thank you so much for getting him to speak, and I understand he might be able to come again sometime.
I am really interested on his advice on how to take Ormus, like the fasting part and like when to take it during the day and so forth. I'd like to get some more info from him on that.
Yeah, that I agree, because I didn't know if he meant other Ormus products or if his are okay that you can take them at different times. I wasn't clear, so that is a good question.
I think he meant all of them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Including
because he talked about fasting and hydrochloric acid that's in your stomach, digestion.
Yes, we're all Ormus takers and a lot of us makers as well.
I hope I can ask my question.
We just lost somebody else. I haven't heard anybody else come on yet. I think maybe he's just dropped off.
Oh, is there a way to call him back or no?
Well, look, he was only...
I think it's in the...
He was only going to talk for an hour.
Right, and he's already gone over that.
I'll
have to personally ask him my question then.
It could be his wife just said, well, look, you're over your time anyway, so maybe we won't call back in, which means that we just had a call where we just had an abrupt ending, and we didn't get a chance to thank him. And if he doesn't call back in the next moment or so...
Well, we can do that now.
Yeah.
He can listen to the recording of us thanking him.
Yeah. And I will definitely invite Medicine Wolf back for a reprise, another call.
He's in Sedona, Dennis?
What's that?
He's in Sedona?
Yeah. Sedona is a magical mystery town in northern Arizona. And it's quite the powerful town.
Yeah,
and,
I've been wanting to go there for a long time, so maybe this will be the incentive.
Dennis, it's
hello, the cat jumped on the phone again.
Welcome
back.
But it's a beautiful cat, and I love it.
We wanted to thank you, and so we're glad you came back.
But you want to thank my cat. She finally left.
And I actually had another question, if you have time.
I bet I do. Go for it.
Okay, this is Arlene. I'm in New Jersey.
Okay,
Arlene. I was wondering if you had any success with treating lupus patients and or skin and skin-related problems. I was diagnosed with systemic lupus when I was 26. I'm now 46. And I actually do healing work myself and have noticed in the last couple of months that I've opened up a lot and have, you know, my abilities have increased kind of like to pinpointing things kind of really good. But I'm also having, you know, some of my own problems as well. And the other thing, too, is a friend has recently had a psychotic episode, and I was wondering if you have helped any mental illness in your travels, people
you know,
who have mental illness.
Thank you for asking those questions, because I have. What I want to explain to you is, again, one of my fortes, and I've got a lot of them. One of the things that I've done for a long, long time, and this goes back to my days in Germany with Dr. Nipper, who I became greatly attached to. To me, he was one of the greatest scientists.
Using my question now.
And
sorry.
What he taught me was what I had to do if I wanted to help heal this earth on stress and mental illnesses. And so I developed a formula that I have used successfully along with neurofeedback. That's brain state technology. And I have found a high degree success in using particular formulas that I developed. One is brain balance and regeneration, along with my superconductive minerals and essence of life, and brain technology, which is requires so many sessions per week for at least a two-week period. We've developed a very high success rate, but the most important thing is we've been able to balance the lobes of the brain. We've been able to stop the forebrain from shrinking, and we've been able to stop the excessive death of the neurons in the glial matter. So, in other words, depression has been a major problem. It only involves about 98% of the North American civilization in one form or another. And so I've been able to deal with that on levels that stop depression and very successful in it. And I have some wonderful treatments on that. And to further that issue, Sina would be more personal, and it would be for everyone on the line. If you wanted a consultation on that, I'll gladly discuss my success rates and what I do. And as far as lupus goes, I've been very successful in being able to correct that situation.
Okay, great.
I hope that helps you. And
I'll be calling.
What I like all the treatment is it's neuro. It's actually known as neurofeedback that we do as far as brain conditioning goes.
Thank you.
Anyone else who has any questions for Medicine Wolf?
Dennis, this is Ambaya. I just want to make a clarification here because at the beginning of the call or towards the middle, somebody, I thinks that the essence of life and the light of light formula are the same thing, but they're not. Medicine Wolf has three formulas that he was talking about. One was the essence of life, which deals with the DNA. That's the one he's been talking about the most. Then the enzyme formula, which we call manazyme. And then the other one is the light of light, but that's new and it has not been released yet.
When will that be released?
Oh, as soon as we can get it to where we know we like it.
About a month.
Soon? Well, everything, we'd like to be as soon as possible, maybe a month, maybe two, we don't know. But as soon as we can get it, it'll be soon. Yeah, it'll be done.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on your website.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Could you give the website one more time?
info@sacredhealth. The website is www.
Your telephone number again, please.
928-282.
want to put her on.
So what I'd like to do is to
what was the number again? I'm sorry. What was the number again?
928-282-1756.
Okay. I thought she changed a digit. Okay. I have that one. Thank you.
What I'd like to do is Medicine Wolf was only going to be on the call for an hour, and Medicine Wolf has been on the call for quite a long time right now. And so what I'd like to do is just take one more question, and we'll just wind this baby up. And let me just say how fantastic this call has been.
It's been fantastic.
Thank
yes.
you, Medicine Wolf.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
You're
much.
All well. I'm just glad that I'm able to help. And please, everyone, remember why I'm here on this earth, and that's to help heal this earth and all life, presenting the truth and science and natural medicine and producing those formulas, and that's all I do. It's all I want to do. So the biggest thing in my life is how many can I help? Who can I help? And I'm going to keep doing that until I'm called to get on to another dimension.
Medicine Wolf, thank you very much. And I do have one last question.
Okay.
And that is, since we are all an Ormus group of users, and many of us make our own Ormus, you talked about the best time to take it and how to prepare to our bodies to take it to be the most beneficial and to not harm. This is an invitation. If you could please come back and explain those particulars to us in a way that we have not been privy to.
Well, thank you for asking that question. One of the things, if you're just going to take it, if you want to make it at home, and
it's too complicated.
And I mean, it's a very complicated thing, and it's going to take a long time. But to answer it in brief, okay, if you're going to take it like you want to every day, you have to take it at low hydrochloric acid. So that narrows it down to the best time is when you go to bed, at least 3 hours after you've eaten your meal. And remember, you lose your energy fields after about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Energy fields change, okay? And so bedtime is the best time to take it. It is better than that. If you want to read the Essenes, it will clearly bring you into a better way of taking it, of which I believe in, and that's from fasting. So one, if we enter into fasting and then take it, it's even going to work better for you. And we probably are going to put something on the website shortly that will discuss that it'll be more thorough, and it will really give you a little more accuracy than what I'm doing right now. But at least this gives you some ideas. Remember, it's got to be low hydrochloric acid in the stomach, because if you look at the equation of hydrochloric acid, you know that it's going to change some of our omosomas, our platinum group members. So to be effective, you want to at least do it on low hydrochloric, and that's bedtime, and I hope that helps you.
So does that also relate to if it's a transdermal and or a sublingual spray? Is that considered, is that important if you're not? If
no, you're dealing with something totally different. If we're going to do it transdermally,
we need
what you're
going to
do is you're going to bypass. You're going to bypass hydrochloric, okay, because you're not going through the gastrointestinal system at all. You're not going into the hepatic system, into the liver. When you do it transdermally, you're going right straight into the blood cells immediately. That's the value of transdermal. That's why I love it. So doing orbitally rearranged Ormus formulas transdermally is, to me, that's the way to go. So there'll be details on my website where I think people really need this knowledge, and I think people really need to know about the bottom line is you've got to have a delivery system, and I have discovered the two delivery systems that I believe are the most important, and that is sublingual, and then the other, of course, is transdermal. And the irony of that is that sublingual is within 1% of a intravenous injection, and transdermal is the same thing. So you're going to put them into the cell where you want them and need them right away. So delivery systems are really important. The body should be prepared to take Ormus, and of course that's what we want to gear itself to, and that's going to be on the website shortly. And then if you want information, you can always call, you know, the office for further details and stuff.
Thank you very much, Medicine Wolf,
for being a fantastic guest today.
This has been wonderful.
Listen, as you guys sign off, just tell us your name and say thank you, and we'll just wind it up now. And thank you so much for being on this call.
Thank you for inviting
me. Well, Dennis, bless you very, very much for allowing me to reach out and to helping to heal this earth and all the people that I can. I want to thank you very much, and I also want to add that I hope I can be of further service to you and for Barry Carter. Barry, I think you're great. And a good friend of ours here in Sedona is making a film on Ormus technologies. And if you would like to be interviewed for this film, I'll gladly give him your number. And
absolutely.
And we really need you in this film. And I've mentioned your name to the filmmaker. He's already made one or two. Two videos about me. They're doing the story of my life in one film, and then the other about my work, and then this new film, this new video about Ormus is through the Green Magazine, and I mentioned your name. It's also a private film by the owner of the film company, and I mentioned your name as someone that would be very helpful in discussing Ormus technology, and if you'd like, with your permission, I'll gladly have him call you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, sounds great.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Medicine Wolf. This has been really, really a great call. I'm really, really impressed.
Well, you're very welcome, and let's keep our contacts up and keep getting together and helping to help heal this earth and all the life that we can.
You betcha.
God bless you. Thank you.
We'd love to have you back as a guest, Medicine Wolf.
You can have me back anytime, Dennis. Just please call, and I'm going to gladly do everything I can to promote what I believe is the truth that's going to stop disease and save lives.
Good on you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your wonderful gift.
To all of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.